Welcome to today's episode of Start Living Sustainable. You're in for a treat because today I am going to be answering the top frequently asked questions that are asked over and over again, time and time, year after year, and continue to be asked by women who are interested in starting their own eco-friendly, low-tax living journey. So stay with me. Let's get the answers because you may be surprised that these are the same questions that you have yourself about getting started. I want you to have these answers so that you have no blocks getting up and running, living a healthier, wholesome life for you and your family. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. I'm excited you're here. This episode is exactly what women want to know. Women who are interested in starting an eco-friendly, low-tox lifestyle, they often have a range of questions that they ask me. And many of them are curious and they want to start making a transition to an eco-friendly lifestyle. So based on all of my years of research into sustainable clothing, products and practices, and my personal shift to eco-friendly living, I just find that the same questions continue to surface when I talk to people about their curiosity, concerns, and what they each care about. And that's what's really interesting. So I've compiled a list of 10 questions. Before I jump into the first of the 10 questions, we all know that there are certain things in our home that may not be eco-friendly, and that's okay. You know, there's a lot of things in your home and mine that are hiding in plain sight. For instance, germs. You can't see a germ, right? But you know they're there because every now and then somebody in the house will catch a cold. And I know for me personally, once or twice a year, some type of allergen, usually it's a dust allergen, causes me to sneeze. I mean, not just once, but repeatedly sneezing like rapid fire 7-8 times in a row. When it happens, I can hardly catch my breath in between sneezes. It's not a pretty sight, but once I'm able to take a deep breath, I'm drained for a few minutes and then I try and figure out what just happened, what caused it. The point is there are hundreds of toxins in your home that are affecting how you feel. So as many as you can eliminate is a benefit to you. One of the first questions, as a matter of fact, is what are the benefits of a low-tox lifestyle? There are many. Improve health and well-being. You will have increased energy, better digestion, and reduced inflammation. And we know inflammation is not body friendly. We don't want it in our body because it can lead to a lot of chronic illnesses. Creating a low-tox home environment can enhance your skin health, including just having clearer skin and healthier hair. Living in a clean environment also can improve the air quality in your home and reduce chemical exposure. It's a positive win-win when you eliminate those toxins, allergens, and pesticides that can impact your health and well-being. When you look at cost efficiency through mindful consumption, supporting eco-friendly practices and products can be a win-win all the way around. The second question that I get asked a lot is, how do I get started with a low-tox lifestyle? And I always say, begin by making small, manageable changes in your daily life. You don't need to switch everything at once. As a matter of fact, I don't recommend that. Start with one area and gradually expand upon that. I've spent years researching cleaning, personal care, beauty, and makeup products, and trust me, not all of these items that are labeled low-tox are natural. You've got to know what to look out for, and I can help you with that. Of course, that is my specialty, and when you can book or schedule a call with me or a session with me, I'm here for you. The third question is, how do I know if I can trust that the brands or the companies that I'm looking at are truly eco-friendly? And the answer is you can't necessarily, but you can and you should trust a third party verification. You can do research on the company, or again, you can come over and let me actually shed some light on some of the products that you may be looking at and see what their values are and if they actually line up or not. The fourth question is, what changes can I make in my home for a low-tox environment? Well, as I've alluded to, you can start small. There's going to be a lot of shifting going on. The first step is to take one step at a time. You want to switch to natural, fragrant-free. Let me repeat that. Fragrant-free cleaning products of any kind or personal care items. You want to use eco-friendly alternatives for your household items like beeswax wrapped instead of plastic and glass containers instead of plastic. And you definitely want to look at the air quality in your home and how you might be able to improve on that. I always suggest you opt for natural air fresheners like essential oils, for instance. There are so many variables that are involved that you don't want to just try this hit and miss. You really want to know that when you're making the effort to change to an eco-friendly lifestyle and get rid of toxins, that you're doing it the right way. The fifth question is, how can I make my beauty routine more eco-friendly? Well, of course, you want to look for low-tox makeup options and consider using henna, for instance, if you are dyeing your hair, because it is free from harmful chemicals. You can also try do-it-yourself body creams and skin moisturizers, and you know exactly what's in them. I do one. It's really fun and easy. If you have a daughter, she will love making her own natural beauty products. It includes ingredients like coconut oil, shea butter, which are toxins free. Of course, you want to use organic brands. The sixth question is, are there eco-friendly options for household cleaning products? Well, yes, there are. You can make your own. You can utilize natural ingredients like baking soda, lemon, white vinegar for various cleaning purposes, or you can just opt for a brand that you have done research on and you know every chemical that's listed on their label. I like to suggest that you use microfiber cloths when you're cleaning because they can be more effective. The seventh question is, what are some of the tips for maintaining a low-tox diet? In this regard, I would say prioritize organic and fresh foods. Reducing your intake of any kind of processed or chemically treated products is going to be a good place to start. Now, I know convenience is always an issue that comes up, but we've got to think about our health being priority one. Also, wash your vegetables with water, and you can use baking soda to remove any pesticides that may be lingering. Or if you want to get a vegetable wash, you can do that as well. The eighth question that's asked is, how does a low-tox lifestyle impact family life and children? Talk to your children or your child and let them know that you're creating a safe environment. You want it to be safer for them so that they can actually learn early how minimizing exposure to harmful chemicals is actually good for the family. This also encourages a strong family connection. It teaches the kids the importance of environmental responsibility. The ninth frequently asked question is, what should I look for in eco-friendly products? Well, carefully check the product label. the list of ingredients. And you, as I said earlier, want to avoid any products that says fragrance or perfume, because those particularly can be really bad endocrine disruptors. So choose products with certified organic ingredients and minimal packaging. The 10th and final question is, can a low-tox lifestyle be budget-friendly? Yes, it often leads to cost savings by reducing waste and focusing on essential, versatile products. So you're more mindful and intentional about being a good shopper. The thing about it is budget-friendly, because when you get started, you may find that you're spending a few pennies more on certain products that are eco-friendly. But in the long run, as you transition to an eco-friendly lifestyle, you will actually save a ton of money. Starting out, it's about making one step at a time, making it easy on yourself, focusing on one area of your home. But by reducing chemicals in your home and the contamination to them, you're supporting sustainable practices and products, and it actually contributes to a healthier you. Your family will thank you for it, and the planet overall will be healthier. So these are some starting points for you. It's important to personalize your approach to sustainable living with any specific needs or preferences that you have. And remember, transitioning to a low-tox lifestyle, it's a journey, not a race. Every small change contributes to a larger impact. You can save a lot of time researching and preventing being overwhelmed by all the misleading information out there, and just get started. I've done the groundwork and can make sense of it all for you. So allow me to help you in my 1 hour session. You can learn the basics and you can leave the session with a clear understanding what you need to do to get started. My home detox audit session guides you through where you are right now to finishing 2 to 5 steps within that hour towards a cleaner, greener, toxic-free home that is safer for you to breathe in, sleep in, and to live in. So grab one of the spots today and let's get started. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.